as water flows and fills the cracks and crevices of our lives. It can also wrestle us loose from what we hold on to. We may find ourselves working against the flow, maybe even on Sunday mornings to be in worship together online, possibly for this whole next congregational year. We may have been swept up by this pandemic wave, carried out to sea, not sure what tethers us to this community, to this congregation. Flood waters rise. The dams of our hearts can sometimes break. The waves of our politics crash upon our shores, and we wonder if we'll be barrel rolled or rise above the surf. My colleague, Reverend Karen Johnston, Glenda actually read her sermon just a couple weeks ago, says what's on my heart as your minister, renewing my own vows to you in our second year together. I want to find my place among. I want to weave with others a common life so that when our politics and our values do not find us on the same common ground, we can be in the same room and know each other. I want to know you and your name, even the names of those whom you love and those who love you, so that should the flood waters rise as they do, or should hate shatter our civic hearts as it increasingly does, I want to recognize you. I want us to not meet there in that hard place, in that place of fear or despair, but to know each other already. I want to invite us to become water together here on Zoom. So I invite you to be in gallery view, to turn on your cameras. And if you have your piece of blue fabric, would you bring it forward? This is a participatory message. Oh, I see many of you have them. Wonderful. And if you have something of another color, I mean, we love our rainbow logo here at UU of SCV, so don't be afraid to bring that forward too. And I want you to be able to move it from side to side, connecting with that frame of the person next to you. Move at whatever speed or intensity makes sense. And if something resonates with what you are feeling, I invite you to let yourself move with it. Seated, standing, running in place, juggling. Let us become a raging river together. Members, this year we will be worshiping online together, and yet we still have a dream as a community, a dream of a congregation that is just about 20 years old. We may sometimes feel like Higgins, the single drop in the bucket, that our presence doesn't matter in that small square we occupy on Zoom. But even if we cannot see each other in person, we are each a drop with a dream that can become a mighty stream. Each thing we do can honor our vows of membership, of community. Our vows as Unitarian Universalists are a covenant. Reverend Kendall Gibbons writes that covenant is a word for the solemn promises that counteract the randomness of a future in which anything and everything is possible. By committing us in advance to certain relationships and values, we do this because we build with intention and even with difficulty. It's more satisfying in the long run than the pleasures we happen to encounter. We do so in time-consuming rituals, invoking powers that we scarcely know how to name, because we are seeking some way to give our lives the density and dignity and depth that we suspect with longing might yet be possible. Part of our renewing joy comes from the realization that others have found the deep sense of belonging that we have found here at UU of SCV. We are in these waters together. we are showing up in intentional relationship and sacred community. And during our new member ceremony, the last one we had was December 1st, we reminded all of us members and friends and visitors alike that our congregation is dynamic, constantly changing and evolving. Programs, ministries, activities come and go, energies ebb and flow. Some parts of our life together are transient, but the heart of this congregation is permanent. It is our understanding that the congregation is you, our people. We are held by our worship and music and Sunday services, led by our ministry teams and cared for by one another, even when we are tested. And yes, as I continue to say, as you continue to know, we are being tested. Tony Lorenzen writes that without waters, there is no life. This water is a reminder of the life-affirming power of our covenantal faith community, the power of love. And that message of love is grounded in our relationship and imbued with promises. We can counteract the randomness of a future in which and if part of our congregational life is transient ebb and flow, well, gosh, this is a really big ebb, but we are flowing in one another, even from far away. We need one another to navigate the rocks and the waves to make sure we don't come loose. We don't become lost in the white caps. We must not lose one another. What I'm learning while we worship together online on Sundays is that our Sunday service is not our only harbor as Unitarian Universalism. It is not the only time and place that Unitarian Universalism in Santa Clarita can take place. Worship isn't everything. And I think one of my first services with you, I told you that worship is where we practice being human, and worship is the reconvening of the covenanted community. But what this pandemic is teaching me, what serving you in this pandemic is teaching me, is that it is not the only place and time when we are in covenant with one another. This congregation is not just this worship on Sunday, even if it has represented Unitarian Universalism to us so long. And we are already proving this. Scott and Monica's ministry with our congregation is not just happening on Sundays, but it's happening in choir rehearsals on Saturdays. Even if singing together in the same room is dangerous for us right now, our ministry of music is persistently creative. Barbara Wampole is gathering with others to meditate on Zoom. Who'd have thought we'd do something like that a year ago? Our book club game is going strong, friends. Our adult group that has gathered in person for game night is finding a way to play online. We've clearly got what it takes. And when we take risks and experiment, when we jump into that bucket and invite others to follow, it pays off. And what I've learned in the last couple of months, getting to know more people in the wider community, especially in the social justice community here in Santa Clarita Valley, is that if we extend ourselves into different tributaries and streams in the wider Santa Clarita, we are going to find that each time we send our boats out of the harbor in this new landscape of regular pandemic life, and if we put our faith out there, that there is more work to do, more relationships to be fostered, more calls to make. There is more need for Unitarian Universalism to listen and accompany our most marginalized community members, to transform one another's hearts, especially during a time of uprising and growing disparities due to this pandemic, due to police violence, due to words from DC. There's a possibility, though, everywhere for us to make a difference, to be accomplices in the transformation of community into a place where all are valued, where Black Lives Matter, where LGBT community is affirmed, where immigrants are welcomed, where violence and retribution among neighbors is not tolerated, where schools are safe and funded, homes are affordable, substance abuse services are available. Unitarian Universalists know how to do this. And if you don't personally, there's a role for everyone to play. And there is educational opportunities all over the place online. Leaders can match you up with the thing that will feed your soul, that will feed our raging river of Unitarian Universalism. People who are working with our partners in the SCV food pantry know what I'm talking about. People who are working with our Camp Deventable Pines know this very well. Members and leaders who've been attending anti-racist UU meetings, collaborating with LGBT leaders, who've been going to city council meetings lately, know this. So move your wave on Zoom if you know this to be true, that there is possibilities in just speaking with other members of our UUSCV community from our faith values in a way that speaks to people who do not have a congregation, who may be spiritual but not religious, who are feeling lost in this political climate and in the vitriol and clashing that is happening even on a local level. There are those people who feel adrift at their dinner tables, in their Facebook feeds and friends, their connections that they've long held to. When the topic comes not just who is going to represent us in government, whether it's city council or Congress or the White House, but what about they really believe in this mess of hate-filled hurricane winds that are picking up speed and being fueled from the top. I am finding more and more that stepping out into the fray, there are more people who are looking for love, safety, and kindness for their families than there are who know who we are, who Unitarian Universalism is, who UU of SCV is. There are many, many more buckets that are waiting to be filled, many dreams ready to spill over into a mighty stream. UU of SCV is not shut down. We are not on hiatus. Sure, we have to go with the flow of this pandemic. We have to respond to concerns and crises all over the world of which we do not have full control, but we can make a difference. And we simply need more individual active members this year. It took a lot to make each Sunday at Vibe happen. I remember the buzz of activity from 9 a.m. or earlier to 10:30, then in a religious exploration space, then from the service's end to the next meeting and so on. But our congregation space is not nowhere, it is everywhere. It's not every Sunday and a few groups here and there, it's always. Let's take this year to deepen our faith, to find the renewal we need to keep going and grow and sharing it within our lives. I believe strongly that if we're going to renew, sustain our vows to this congregation over the next year, we have to bring one another back to our community. We have to nourish one another's spirit 7 days a week. Like water falling upon flowers in bloom, we nurture the spiritual lives of generations of Unitarian Universalists here. Our children and youth add their voices to the harmonies within our congregation. Our families, and I'd add their teachers, need us more than ever right now. If you can send your families and teachers some love this month as they are starting school, do it now. We need people who are willing to be trained, to be oriented, to take on new things for themselves in this congregation and to say, I've got this. In the work of our ministry teams. And if it's a matter of not having the information or not knowing exactly where you could be of use, we can get that intel to you. Without water, there is no life. Wherever this water is present and however it is used, this water is a reminder of the life-affirming power of our covenantal faith community, the sacredness and worth of each human life. And the power of love. We are the water that nourishes this congregation. We are the only power that can renew it. Let us let our tidal wave now grow stronger and faster. We move with the spirit of life to renew our vows. We replenish our spirits with the cool power of water. Spirit of life, may these holy waters, may these waves you see on our screen that we have built together at UU of SCV over the last 20 years, bring us back. Like a ship that's run aground, grinding over sand, lost but found, please bring me back. Bring us back to ourselves. May we be well as we rise together.